Proclamation number 188, dated the November 19th, 1937. Prayer. We support you as well as we are able to do so. Hence all your fear and worry are unnecessary. It only depends on your prayer. If you always seek refuge in this, you need not worry. For everyone's heartfelt prayer for enlightenment will be answered. Dear child, spiritual forces want to temporarily make use of you. They want to bestow upon you sublime teachings of God's wisdom. Pay attention as to how they are given to you. For the Father has given his children one thing in the face of all adversities: prayer. What merciful evidence of his divine love is the being allowed to beseech him. He offers everyone the opportunity to receive help merely by sending heartfelt thoughts to him at any time. Compassionately, the Father comes to meet each person who calls upon him in his distress. Whoever amongst you wants to reject this grace loses every possibility that divine helpers will ease his activity on earth. Left to his own devices, he will lack the right knowledge. He will travel his path in life in error and spiritual darkness. What God gave you through the blessing of prayer is of priceless value for you. After all, it establishes the contact between the Heavenly Father and his earthly children. Only someone deluded would reject such means of grace. Every child of God, however, will thank the Father for this immense merciful evidence of his love and gratefully accept what he is offered. The Lord wants to test you in prayer. Because the formal prayers you use are not sufficient, they do not penetrate to the Father as long as your heart does not speak. It is only valuable and effective if you put all your childlike pleading into the prayer, be it in words or in thought. You must always speak to God from the heart, then he will answer your prayer and give to you according to God's wisdom. For this reason, you should trustingly hand all your worries over to your Father, who will answer your prayer such as it will benefit you for eternity. And always submit to his will. For he alone knows what is good for you, and he will give to you such that it will be a blessing for you. Always regard prayer as a blessing, the bridge on which the Lord allows you to come to him, and use this opportunity as often as you can. At the end of your days, you will recognize how richly blessed your life on earth became through it. Amen.